Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. We are holding on the top of Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amar Aleph. We are at Amar Reish Lakish on the fourth line of the page of Kuf Yud Aleph Amar Aleph. Today's daf is entirely about Shadim, so not particularly easy to relate to, but we'll see what points we can draw out from it. The Gemara is going to start with Reish Lakish listing four different things that can make somebody susceptible to being hurt by Shadim, and the Gemara is going to elaborate on each item that's on the list. Then we're going to talk about things that a person shouldn't sandwich himself in between or have them sandwiched between him and another person. The Gemara is then going to discuss the various risks of damage from shadim if you're sleeping in different types of shades of different types of trees and where the shadim hang out. The Gemara gives details about the names and the nature of demons that are found in certain places, mostly because that information will affect the type of amulet that a person will write to ward off the demon. I mean, why do I need to call him by name? I'm not going to be his friend. He's not going to be in my contact. I just need to know how to be able to write the kameya that's meant to be able to keep the shade away. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to conclude with examples of things that are dangerous to do because they will cause either blindness or poverty or anxiety. And that will be the end of the daf. So let's begin. Oh, today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored anonymously, Lila Nishmas, Rabbi Kelmer Zatzal, also by Meshon Devorah Smith, for Shlema, for their daughter, Tova Miriam Bas Devorah Mindel, also in memory of Avi Weiss, Avram Yaakov Ben Meshulam Dov, Olav HaShalom, who recently passed away, by his friends of the BMT class of 1991, also by Judy and Mark Frankel, and family, Lila Nishmas, their dear son and brother, Moshe Yehuda Ben Meir Eliyahu, Olav HaShalom, and also by Margie and David Sachs, in honor of Gavriel Menashe's Bar Mitzvah, Mazel Tov to Gabriel Menashe, and lastly by our shul in honor of the Chanukah Sabayis weekend and fundraising campaign, which is already underway, and Be'ezras Hashem, everyone is invited to join us for the live stream on Sunday morning and Sunday evening on charity.com/BKNW. So we are holding again Amar Reish Lakish on the top of Kuf Yud Aleph Amar Aleph. Says Gemara Amar Reish Lakish, Arba Devarim Oso San Dama Barosho Mischayv Benafsho. There are four things that if a person does these things, he's Dama Barosho, he's taking his life into his own hands, he's causing his own death, and he's Mischayv Benafsho, he's going to be punished for that because a person's not allowed to commit suicide, you're not allowed to do things that are dangerous to you. The Eluhain, and these four things are Hanif Bein deka lakosel, va'over bein shnei dekalim, va'ashos mayim shulin, va'over al mayim shvuchin, va'afilu shafachtu ishto befanav. Number one, someone who's nifta bein deka lakosel, someone who goes to the bathroom in between a palm tree and a wall. Second one was someone who walks in between two palm trees, because apparently that's where shadim can really attack a person. Number three, someone who drinks water that is borrowed from somebody else. And number four, someone who passes over water that was spilled out onto the ground, even if his wife spilled out that water bifanav in front of him. When it comes to Mayim Shu'ul and the Dark Yitzhuva, all this stuff, as we mentioned yesterday, that Aras Mishum Sakana is mentioned in, is discussed in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Tez Zayin in Yaradeya. That's the simon about Dvarim Asurim Mishum Sakana. It's somewhat curious to try to figure out which Mamari Chazal the Shulchan Aruch incorporated into things that are Aras Mishum Sakana and which are not incorporated into that, which is Aser Mishum Sakana. But be that as it may, this does appear in Shulchan Aruch and the Darki Tshuva on Yardeh, Sim Kuftaz Zayin, Sim Karnayin, the Munkacher writes in the name of the Mili de Chesidusa that when it comes to the issue of drinking Mayim Shu'ulin, that's only if the water is as is. But if you cook the water, then it's not going to be dangerous anymore because you have done some sort of shinoi from the way that it was when you borrowed it. Or if you mix the water with a lot of your own water, it's going to be batel barov. And normally when it comes to sakana, there's a machlokas whether sakana is ever batel. We know when it comes to iser, when you have a tarovis of min b'sheinu mino, of lach b'lach, when it comes to iser, the din midah araisa is that it's batel b'shishim, it's b'nosein tam ki ikr, so we require shishim to be mevatelit. What about when you have something that's also mishum sakana? The classic example we have nowadays would be fish and meat, that people are knowing not to have fish and meat together because it's also mishum sakana. So what if you have just a little bit of anchovies or whatever, a little bit of fish in the sauce that you put on your meat? So it's batel b'shishim. They have that that sauce that people use. That's batel b'shishim. So are you going to say that it's batel b'shishim, or do we assume no? That's when it comes to iser. When it comes to sakana, sakana can't be batel b'shishim because you have to be extra choshesh. It could be that even just a little bit of poison is very dangerous. So that's machlokas shach and taz on the side of the page of Shulchan Aruch. But when it comes to this mayim, we're being told that the Darkei Tshuva says the mayim is going to be batel brov. Why would the mayim be batel brov? Why would the mayim be batel when you mix it with anything else? So it seems that the Darkei Tshuva is working with, Darkei Tshuva is not quoting himself. I mean, Darkei Tshuva is a sefer, it's a Likud sefer. The Munkatra got his whole yeshiva together to all work on the sefer together. That all they were each assigned, Rav Shapta told us this, I must say it in Hakdam, I never saw, that they were each guy in the yeshiva was assigned a se'if, and they had to do all the research, and they had to find all the poskim, and then the general editor was the Munkatra Rebbe, and that's the Darkei Tshuva. That's what Rav Shach said. Sometimes you read the Darkei Tshuva, and one se'if is much stronger than the other se'if in terms of the quality of what they found and of the Mara Makoma se'if, because not every boy in the yeshiva is of the same ability level. So some of them were stronger than others, but it's a very valuable se'if for the Darkei Tshuva. So the Darkei Tshuva, probably the yesod that he's working with, is I've heard from Rav Yisrael Reisman in the name of Pam many times, that whenever it comes to these issues, whenever it comes to issues that we don't really understand, that Rosh Mishum Sakana, all the kinds of things we're going to discuss in today's daf, even those things that we are choshesh for, we're only choshesh for them when they are exactly as presented. As soon as you do some sort of change, as soon as it's a little bit different from the way it's presented as an issue, then it's not an issue at all. That was his mahalik. That was Rav Pam's mahalik. So that seems to be the yesod that the Darkei Tshuva is working with as well. That you warm it up. Okay, so then it's not the same water. It's not exactly the way it was when I borrowed it. So then it's not going to be a violation. It's not going to be an issue of sakana. And then the fourth item of the list, we said walking over water that was spilled out onto the ground, even if your wife spilled it out in front of you. So now we're going to elaborate on each of these four items on the list. So number one, an ifna ben deka lekosel. Someone goes to the bathroom in between a palm tree and a wall. Lo amaran el delasei arba amos. That's only if there isn't four amos in between the deka and the kosel, because in such a case, you didn't leave any space for the shade to be able to get through. Shade, I'm using the Hebrew word shade, the English word shade will come up a lot also later in the daf. It's going to get confusing. So it's like when I was teaching the sugya of not bar not, and when I had to explain when something was not bar not, it wasn't, it isn't. You can't say. So leaving room for the demon, maybe we'll just stick with English. Leaving room for the demon to pass through, so if there isn't enough space, so then he's going to damage you. But if there's four amos between the dekel and the kosel, don't worry, the demon will be able to get through in the extra space. And even if there isn't four amos, that's only if the shade doesn't have, if the demon doesn't have some other path to get through. But if there's some other derech, then you don't have to be choshesh that the demon is dafka going to go right here. And the second item we mentioned on the list, but over ben shnei dekalim, the second item that is something that is inherently dangerous, and therefore a person is taking his own life into his hands when he does it, is walking in between two dekalim. Wait, does that mean I'm not allowed to drive down a street in Florida because there are palm trees on either side of the street? No, that's only if there's no Rosh Hasharabim that's in between them. Aval paskinu Rosh Hasharabim lasanba. But if there's a Rosh Hasharabim that goes right in between them, then there's no chashash, because the demons don't have any rishus to be mazik in an area that's a Rosh Hasharabim. They're not allowed to affect the rabim in such a way. And then the third item on the list, hashosa mayim shu'ulun, someone who borrows, who drinks borrowed water. So lo amranel shaylinu katan. That's only if a katan borrowed it. Aval gadol lasanba. But if a gadol then it's not a concern. And even if it was borrowed by a katan, that's only an issue in a field where you're not going to find too much water. So the Ruach Ra is going to look for water to sustain itself. So the Ruach Ra will attach itself to that water. Avol bi'ir d'shchichi, but in the city where there's plenty of water available, leslan ba, you don't have to worry that the Ruach Ra is going to attach itself to that water. It's not going to dafka focus focus on that water. In the Tshuvas Rav Pa'alim, the Ben Ishchai, in Chilik Beis, Yardaya, Simon Lamed Ches, he says, you see from here that a Ruach Ra is not looking to cause trouble. It's not going to be mazik when it doesn't need to be mazik. It's only going to go if it's possible for it to sustain its needs in some other way without being mazik. So Ruach Ra will do that. It's only when there's no other choice. You've left the Ruach Ra, nowhere else to go. Only then do you have to be concerned about the Ruach Ra. V'afilu besada namila amaran ela maya aval chamra v'shichra leslan ba. And even out in the field, that which drinking borrowed water is an issue is only water. But when it comes to wine and beer, there's no chashash of Ruach Ra. Ruach Ra is only something that happens to water. It doesn't happen to wine and beer. And then the fourth item on the list, va'over al mayim shfuchin. If Reish Lakish had said that someone who walks over spilled water is also taking his life into his own hands, that's only if you didn't scatter some dirt on top of the water, and you didn't spit into the water, but if you put some dirt on it or you spit into it, then there's no chash, there's no concern. And this sakana of going over the spilled water is only if the sun didn't shine on the water, and there was no 60 footsteps taken over it. But if the sun went over it, and there were 60 footsteps that were taken over it, then there's no chashash anymore. And also, this chashash, this concern of passing over the water, is only when you're passing over it, not riding on a donkey, and not wearing shoes. But if you're riding on a donkey, or if you're wearing shoes, then it's not going to be a chashash. You don't have an issue of this ruach ra'ah. The ruach ra'ah is not going to be affect you. Meaning, the ruach ra'ah is mazik for someone who walks over mayim shvuchim only if you don't have all of these tanaim, that you were not mefazer offer, that you did not spit, that you did not that the shemesh did not go over it, that you did not have shishim psios over it, that you were not rochev al chamar, that you did not wear shoes. But any one of these would be good enough. I mean, you don't need all of them. Any one of these protective measures would be good enough to save a person from this ruach ra. But v'hani mili hecha deleka lemecha shluk shafim, that the fact that any one of these protective measures will work is only when there's no particular chashash of kishuf. But when there's a particular concern of kishuf, then even if you have all of these protective measures, we have to be worried. Kahu gavra, just like that person, the guy was riding on a donkey and wearing shoes, so he had two of the protective measures in place. And then what happened was his shoes shriveled up and his feet dried out. So the ruach ra apparently affected him, even though he was taking some of the protective measures, because there must have been kishuf in that place, and when there's kishuf, then one is not going to be protected. Okay, so now that's the end of the list of four, right? The four things that if you do, that it's dama barosho. So now we're going to list three different things that are mazik as a person walks by, and how to take care of these concerns. Tana rabbanan shlosha ein mematzin v'lo mismatzin. There are three things that you should not sandwich in between you and your friend, nor should you be sandwiched by these things. Someone else shouldn't walk in between them, and it could be maybe lidei sakana if a person does. The Ben Ish Chai points out all of these things are only if they're mechuvan, one directly across from each other. But if they're not exactly across from each other, one of them is standing and one of them is sitting, then it's not going to be a problem. Or if there's arba amos between them, it's not going to be a problem. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld in the Salmas Chaim in Chelik Beis of Laman Hay says that when it comes to walking between two women, it's only if they're both omdos. But if everybody, meaning they're both standing in place and you're walking in between, but if everybody is walking together, then you don't have the issue of walking in between two women. So Tan Rabban, Shloshein Matzim Lo Mismatzin. What are they? Ve'eluhein, Hakelev Vadekel Va'isha. Meaning one should not walk in between two dogs, in between two palm trees, or in between two women, nor should one have a kelev or a dekel or an isha between he and his friend. V'yesh omrim av achazir. And some add a fourth item on the list of chazir as well. V'yesh omrim av anachash, a fifth item on the list of nachash as well. V'imematzin, and if these things go in between two men, maitakante, what do you do to save yourself from sakana? Amra papa niftach bekel v'nafsik bekel. Say psukim that begin with the word kel and end with the word kel. I mean, you should say the pasuk. Rashbam points out kel motziyam in Mitzrayim b'toafos re'em lo, and the pasuk afterwards kilona chashbi Yaakov lo kasam Yisrael keisi amr liyakov liyisrael ma paal kel. So since you study, you have two psukim, one that starts with kel, and then the following pasuk, the very next pasuk in Bamidbar Chav Gimel, that ends with kel. So that will serve as a protective measure. This is highly unusual. Tosfos points out it's also this rapos with divrei Torah. You're not allowed to do that. Tosfos points out v'afal gavda asa tap Tosfos v'afal gavda asa lisrapos b'divrei Torah lahagin shari. He says lisrapos b'divrei Torah. If you're already sick, to use divrei Torah as a refuah, that's going to be aser. But to protect you from potential damage that can come, that you're allowed to use divrei Torah for. So then Tosfos suggests, you know, probably better to use psukim that themselves are a tefillah, that the meaning of the pasuk is itself a tefillah that you can use, because we're for sure allowed to daven to misrape with divrei Torah means to use it as some sort of charm that we're just saying the psukim, but to daven is always a totally appropriate way to deal with adversity and with difficulty. So inami niftach below v'nafsik below, or the other etza is that you should say the pasuk. The Rashbam points out lo ish kel v'chazi v'ven adam yisnecham hahu amar v'lo yaseh v'diber v'lo yikimena. So it begins with a low and it ends with a low. So hani betray, the Gemara tells us there were two people, the matzalu isha nida, that an isha nida walked in between them. So im tchilas nida sehi, if it's the beginning of her days of nida, horegas echeman, that would be terrible, that it would kill one of them, because it's so dangerous, it's so potent to have the isha nida walking between them at that time. But im sof nida sehi, if it's toward the end of her days of nida, meriva osa b'neim, won't cause quite as much damage, but it's going to cause a fight, it's going to cause some arguing between them. So maitakante, what should they do? Niftach bekel, v'nafsik bekel, the same etza we just said before. The Marsha points out, wait a second, didn't we say inami niftach below, v'nafsik below, that you had two options? You could either start with a pasuk that says kel and end with kel, or start with the low and end with low. How come when it comes to identifying specifically the issue of nida, we only mention kel and not the low? So the Marsha is medayik that when we said niftach bekel v'nasayim bekel, that's talking about the case of the isha. And niftach below and the sayim below is talking about where the ish walks in between them, meaning each one is to deal with a different issue. One is when the woman walks between the two men, and the other is when a man walks in between the two women. Now the Achronim write, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld and others, that this issue of nida is only when she's actively bleeding, meaning when the halacha is that a woman who is a nida remains a nida until she goes to the mikveh. She's going to need shiva nekiyim, we paskin nowadays. So she's going to, because we assume everyone's a zava gedola, so she's going to be tamea. It could be a very long time. It could be that she keeps staining, and it could be that she has bad bedikos, and it could be she could be tamea for months, or she could just not go to the mikveh, and she could be tamea for months. But that's not the definition of nida when it comes to sakana-related issues. When it comes to sakana-related issues, not that it makes an ounce of difference in halacha, meaning when it comes to halacha, when it comes to isur labayla, so people sometimes think that it's sort of like it ebbs away, like the tumah ebbs away and the isra ebbs away slowly, that as she goes further into her shivinikim, she's a little more tahor. Not really. Now, when it comes to isra, when it comes to tumah and tahara, maybe. When it comes to isra labayla, absolutely not. She remains just as much asra labayla. There are no kulas whatsoever that you have during shivinikim that you don't have earlier on. The only kula you have is the Pesachei Teshuvah quotes, that if a woman has to use the mikveh and the only person that's able to serve as a mikveh lady to make sure that her body goes in and to check her back for chatzitzas and to make sure she goes fully submerged is her husband, because there's nobody else available for whatever reason, so then he's allowed to be mistakel b'ishto at that time. But even that's not because we're taking kulas, that's only because the whole concern of istaklus is what it's going to lead to, but the only way to get her tahora is by the husband being mistakel in such a case. That's how the Pesachei Teshuvah quotes. That does come up every once in a while, by the way. You have cases where a couple is on vacation somewhere, 3 hours away from the, or whatever, more, from the closest, a plane ride away from the closest mikveh, but they have God's mikveh, they have the ocean. So the husband could sometimes go, even though we don't recommend that, using the ocean is a very bad idea in general. Or cases of Nebuchadnezzar, you have trauma victims who have certain issues with other people watching them, where the only person they're comfortable is the husband or something like that. You have cases like that where sometimes poskim will be making like that. But in general, when it comes to ruach ra'a, it's only while she's actively bleeding. That's what the poskim say. You find a lot of talk like this in the Rishonim. The Rimi Gash writes that where he was, the minhag was that when an isha nida is when the woman was in nida, like nothing would get done in the house because a woman is not supposed to do tzorchei abayis when she's in nida. A lot of women probably want to sign up for that possibility, but that no tzorchei abayis get done when she's in nida. The Ramban explains that when Rachel says to Lavan, "Lo uchalakom mipanecha ki derech nashim li," because the nidos in earlier times were meruchakos ma'od. That nidos is a lashon of richuk. It's a lashon of distance. That they wouldn't talk face to face with the person. They would be very careful about some sort of ruach ra'a that they were concerned about. This you have early in Rishonim. That's what the Ramban writes. That demei nida is a sama maves and will kill any bal chai. So in the Shevet Alevi, Rav Ozner was asked in Chelek Heis and Kufta Zayin if there we should be machmir for this Ramban, and he brings a riot from the Gemara that we don't paskin like this, and he says that even the Ramban who brings the Brisa, it's not the halacha is not like these different Amarim, because the whole Brisa and the Maimon from Tana and Amora that are not brought in Shas Bavli Yerushalmi or Maseches Klitzonios, like a Maseches Kala and Maseches Derech Eretz, were not Neskabel Adoros. Only someone who wants to be Noeg with a certain sense of Kedusha and Chasidus or whatever, but not Meikra Halacha. So the Ramban is relying a lot on that which doesn't appear in Talmud Bavli, on that which appears in other sources, and therefore Rav Ozner says we generally assume not that way la halacha. And he also says that he did not say that it's ra'ui that it's ra'ui to be knowing these chumra miderech kedusha v'chasidus, because there's no one that's knowing not to walk on Ofer Isha Nida, that the ground that an Isha Nida walked on. It's just that if you find, meaning Rav Ozner makes it clear, I'm not suggesting that if you want to be a Kadosh and a Chassid that you have to take these Chumras. I'm saying that if you see somebody who has these types of Hanhagos, you don't have to assume that they're crazy. You can assume that they're just a Kadosh and a Chassid or whatever, if that's helpful to you, but not to actually do any of these Hanhagos. Okay, says the Gemara further. Now, Hani Trey Nashi Diyasvan B'Prashas Rachim. There were two women that were sitting by a Prashas Rachim, by a crossroads. Chada B'Hai Gisa D'Shvila V'Chada B'Yidach Gisa. One on one side of the path and the other one on the other side of the path. U'Mechavna Pai La'Adadi, and they were facing each other. So if you see that, Vada B'Kshaf Maskinan, the Asikan. They're definitely Osek and Kishuf at that time. So Maitakante, what do you do in order to not get hurt? Se'ika D'Kachrina Lezalba. If there's somewhere else to go, go somewhere else. Don't go down that path. V'Ileka D'Kach. And if there's no other path, but you have another person together with you, they should interlock their arms with each other and walk through that way together with their arms interlocked with each other. And if there's no one else together with you, you should instead say the following: Igras azlas astia belusia miskata b'chek kaval. That these are the names of different shadim. So whatever kishuf they're involved with is giving rise to these different shadim. So say the names of all these shadim are miskatla b'chekval, have already been killed by arrows, they've already been destroyed, and through that, through saying it, that will mean that you're not going to be affected by it. I've definitely been in places where someone has grabbed my arm to walk through something, like in between two women or whatever. I remember thinking, wow, I didn't know people are knowing like this, but that's what the Gemara says. Hayman de Pago be itza be idna de Rabbi Teller texted me yesterday that he said, that he asked Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal whether he should be careful about walking in between two women, and Rav Moshe said, all this stuff is about Kishuf, we're not knowing any of it anymore, no concern whatsoever. So, okay. Hayman de Pago be itza be idna de Silka. If a person the Sichel Mitzvilas Mitzvah. If a person encounters a woman at the time that she comes out of the mikveh, so Ihu Kadim Umeshamish, if the guy who saw the woman after she came out of the mikveh is the first one to have Tashma Shamita after that encounter, so Achtele L'Didei Ruach Znunim, he's going to be overcome with a spirit of Znus. Ihi Kadma Umeshamsha, if she is the first one to have Tashma Shamita after that encounter, Achtele L'Dida Ruach Znunim, she will be overcome with this Ruach Znunim. So Maita Kante, what do you do in order to save yourself from this fate? So they mahach, you should say the following to weaken the taiva that one would have otherwise. Shofech buzal nadivim v'yatem b'tol lo darach. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. So you say that, and somehow that's going to save you. The Shach in Yardeh, Simkov Sadiches, quotes this, and he says you should also say the pasuk in Eov, Shofech buzal nadivim v'ziach hafikim rafa. Okay, so these are the pasukim that are supposed to be recited. Amrab Yisrael, Maidach Ziv, what is the pasuk referring to when it says Gam Kielich be Gates Almaves Lo Ira Ra Kiata Imadi, that even when I'm walking in Gates Almaves, I don't have to worry about anything because Hashem is with me. Meaning, what the specific question is: what is a Gates Almaves that apparently is a dangerous place? Meaning, if you're saying even in a Gates Almaves, I don't have to worry because Hashem is with me, that implies that a Gates Almaves, whatever kind of place that is, that's a place you don't want to be. That's a bad place. So, what is a Gates Almaves? So Zeh Yashen Bitzel Dekel Yichidi. That's a person who sleeps in the shade of a English word shade of a the tzel of a of an individual dekel tree. So gay is an emek, it's a valley, and that's where dekel trees grow. So gay salmavis means the tzel of the dekalim. Or betzel levana, or in the tzel of the moon. When the moon shines, so it gives enough light that it could create a shadow if there's a wall or something that blocks, or a tree or something that blocks it. So in the shadow of the moon is also somewhere that's a dangerous place, that's inherently a dangerous place. And even in the cell of a dekel yichidi, that's only if the shadow of one doesn't reach to the other. But if the shadow of one stretches to the other, then there's no chashash, because the shade is the demon is not going to be able to affect you. Says Gemara, but that which the Brisa says, Hayashim Mitzel Dekel Yechidi Bechatzer, Hayashim Mitzel Levana, Vayashim Mitzel Levana Dama Barosho, that if a person sleeps in the cell of a single dekel tree in a chatzer, in a narrow area, and there's no room for the demons to be able to get through, and therefore the demon will affect you, or a person who sleeps in the cell of the moon, so he's Dama Barosho, so it sounds like the cell of a dekel is a sakana only if it's in a chatzer. Well, hechidami, what's the case? If we're talking about a case where the shadow did not reach from one to the other, then even in the field there's a sakana. It's not only in a chatzer. It must be that a chatzer is even more dangerous, and that even if the shadow reaches from one to the other, that even that's going to be dangerous. So shema mina. When we say the cell of the Levana is sakana, that's only in the end of the month when the moon shines in the east and the cell of the walls is in the west. Aval b'medin chasa, but in the east leslan ba, then it's not going to be a concern. Hayman demefni agir didikla, a person who went to the bathroom on a cut dekel tree, on a cut down dekel tree, achtele l'day ruach palga, he's going to have a certain ruach of an illness of paralysis that's going to affect him. Hayman dematzli reshe agir didikla, someone who leans his head on a cut-down dekel tree, achter le ruach tzorada, he's going to have a migraine headache or something. Ayman demasi adikla, a person who steps or skips over a dekel tree, im miktal, if the dekel tree was cut, katil, then the person's going to get killed. I yaker, if the dekel tree was uprooted, miyaker amayis, then the person's going to be uprooted and die. So the Gemara explains, when we say that he's going to die, hani milidol manach kari ilavei, that's only if he didn't put
put his foot on the dekel tree, he jumped over it. Avmanach kari lavei, but if he put his foot on it as he stepped over it, then leslan ba, then there's not going to be any chashash. So now the Gemara brings different types of shade, of tzel, that a ruach ra'a can be found in the tzel. Chamisha tuli havi, there are five types of tzel. Tula didikli yechida, the tzel of a lone dekel tree. Tula kanda, the tzel of a tree called the kanda. Tula de parcha, another type of bush. Tula dizradita, another type of tree. Iga da amri, af tula da arba. And some say even the tzel of a boat, that if it provides shade, that that's also dangerous. For tula da aravta, or an arava branch. Klala de milsa, or arava bush rather. Klala de milsa. The rule is, kol de nafish anfei, kashi tule. Any tree that has a lot of branches, the tzel of such a tree is going to be a dangerous place to be. They're called the kashi silve, anything that has very hard wood, kashi tule. Its tzel is also very dangerous. Levar mikrumasha, except for a type of tree called the krumasha. Afagav the kashi silve, that even though it has very hard wood, lo kashi tule. Its tzel is not something to be concerned about. Darmila shida lebra, because one time the shida said to her son, pirchi nav sheikh mikrumasha, that you should stay away from krumasha. So we know that the shadim don't hang around by krumasha. The demons stay away from there. Di'iu de katal avucha katal didei, because the mother shida told her son that this is the tree that killed your father and it's going to kill you also. So apparently this tree is very dangerous for shadim. The shadim stay away from it, and therefore it in turn is very not dangerous for us. Amar Ravashi, chazir l'Rav Kana deparsh mikulatuli. He says, I saw that Rav Kana was very concerned about all these things. He wouldn't walk in the shade at all. He was always schwitzing in the sun. He didn't go. The shadows were not were a place that the demons hung out. He was not interested. So the Gemara brings the names of different shadim in different places. Bei Pirchi Ruchi, in a type of tree called the Bei Pirchi Ruchi, is the name of the shade. The Beis Radita, and in a place called in a tree called the Beis Radita, Shida. The name is Shida. The Bei Igri Rishbi. L'maynaf Kamina. Why do I need to know the names of the different shadim? It's that I'm not going to become friends with them anyway. L'kamiya. If you want to write a kamiya to save you from the hezek that they can cause, which was common practice, that you write some sort of amulet with some sort of tefillah that would protect you from them. So that's why it might be valuable. The Bei Pirchi. The shade that's found in the Bei Pirchi tree, Briya Shein La'inayim, it happens to be a blind shade. It doesn't have any eyes. L'maynaf Kamina, why do I need to know whether the demon is blind or the demon is able to see? L'gzuzila, because it's easy to escape from you. You can run away from it, and it's not going to be able to chase after you because it doesn't see where you go. Zim Nechad, the Gemara tells one time, Hava Azul Sur Merabana Lafnuye, a Talmud Chacham is going to use the bathroom, L'Bei Pirchi, underneath the Bei Pirchi tree, Shama the Ka'asi. And the Talmud Chacham heard this demon coming to the area. V'gazila, so he ran away from it. Kiyazla chabke ledikla, and when that demon started chasing after it, it bumped into the dekel tree. Tzavach dikla opakahi, and the dekel tree dried out and totally split, totally broke. So you see the power of this demon. It was able to break the entire dekel tree, but it was not able to catch up with the Talmud Chacham because the Talmud Chacham knew that it was blind, that it didn't have any eyes, that I wasn't going to be able to chase him. Parcha de Beis Radita, the shadim that are found, the demons that are found under the Beis Radita tree, Shidi, its name is Shidi. Haiz Radita de Smicha L'masa, if you have this type of tree close to a city, Lo Paksa Mishitin Shidi, you should know if it's near a city, there are no less than 60 demons hiding in that tree. L'may Nafkamina, again, why do I need to know how many demons that are there? Just like I need to know their name, what do I do? No, the same reason you needed to know the name, you need to know how many there are. L'mitcha V'lakamiya, you want to know, if you're going to write a you have to address the concern and the danger. And if the danger is 60 demons, then you have to address that directly in the Kamiya. Okay, Haubar Kasha Damasa. There was a certain officer of a city. That's how the Rashbam explains. Or a governor or something like that. The Azul Vakai Gabi Zradita Davasamak Lamasa. He was near a Zradita tree that was near a town. Alube Shitin Shivi Vistakin. And then 60 demons Philistines attacked him and put him into a situation of sakana. So also lahu merabanan, he went to one of the chacham who did not know that it was a tree of 60 demons. So he went to a Talmud Chacham and said, can you write me a kamiya? Can you write me an amulet that's going to protect me from a tree that has demons? And Talmud Chacham was unaware that there were 60 demons. So he wrote him a kamiya that only would address a situation of one demon. And the shoter heard that they were having a party, that these demons were having a party inside the tree. And they were singing. The clothing of this guy is similar to the clothing of a Talmud Chacham. But we checked into this guy. He doesn't know even how to say a bracha of Otar Yisrael B'Sevara, of how to put on a sudar in the morning, of how to put on a turban in the morning. So he dresses like he's a Talmud Chacham. He dresses as if he's a chashuv person. He doesn't even know how to say simple brachas. Also, Mirabanan, the Yadda Dizrad Tashit and Shidava. Then one of the Chacham who was aware that there were 60 shadim in the street, Kasavla Kamea Tashit and Shade, Shamed the Ka'amru Panay Menaychu Mehacha. And he heard that he wrote him a kamea that addresses the concern of 60 shadim. And he heard that the shadim were saying, well, we better get out of here because now we're in trouble. So apparently writing the kamea in the right way is apparently very important. But you see that particularly what put this person in danger was that he dressed like a Talmud Chacham even though he wasn't a Talmud Chacham. There was a very chashva Talmud Chacham from Chicago who is a Gaon Olam, a genius. He made Aliyat Eretz Yisrael, and they asked him in Eretz Yisrael, he's such a chashva Talmud Chacham, he wears a short jacket. That why doesn't he wear long? Why doesn't he wear long? He said, because the halacha is that a Talmud Chacham is not supposed to dress like an Amaretz. And every Amaretz I meet on the street over here is wearing long, so I wear a short jacket. But that was a little sharp. But there is this notion that there is separate dress for a Talmud Chacham. It's not just by the Sephardic chief rabbis. That there's such a notion. The Mari Brona writes in the Tshuva that the minhag of Talmid Chacham were to wear a talis katan over their beged, but the Amonam used to wear a talis katan under their beged. It was like a rabbinic garb that a person would wear. So that's something you find in a lot of different places in Chazal. But Lechara, it's all Tali in the Makom and the Zman where the minhag is that way and where the minhag is not that way. Whether a person should be makbid about such things. But anyway, so the Gemara says further now. So the kamea worked for 60 shadim, but it didn't work when they wrote a kamea for one shade when there were really 60 shadim there. So now we're going to get into a particular type of shade called ketev. So the Gemara tells us ketev meriri, which is mentioned in the Chumash, the phrase ketev meriri, because they cut down ketev is to be chotev eitz, like chotev eitzim, cutting down a tree. So they cut down a person. So that's why it's ketev meriri. So trei kitvi havu. There are two shadim that are called ketev. Chad mi kami tiara, one that comes early in the morning, the chad mi basa tiara, one in the afternoon. The mikami tiara, ketev meriri shemo. The one that comes early is ketev meriri. The one that comes before daylight is ketev meriri. And it can be seen inside a jug of kutach. Kutach is a particular type of dish that was made with stale bread and spoiled milk and oil, and it was apparently delicious. Vahadrbe bakhsha, and then they would put a spoon from the pot into it. The basa tiara, the shade that appears after daylight, ketev yishut tzarayim shemo, is called ketev yishut tzarayim, that's mentioned in Tehillim. Umechsebe karna di'iza, vahadrbe kanafya, and it appears in the horns of a goat, and it goes around like a sifter. Abayi havashakil va'azil va'azil rav papa mi yamine. Abayi was walking and Rav Papa was to his right. Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua mi smalei. And Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua was walking on his left. Chazilu ketev meriri dekasi lapi de smalei. And he saw ketev meriri that was coming to greet them toward the left. Ahadra la Rav Papa de smalei. Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua li yamine. So he switched around their order. He put Rav Papa on his left and Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua on his right. So I'm like, Papa, why am I different that you're not choshesh? That I'm going to get hurt. You see this demon coming, so you stick me in its path. I'm like, Shlach. You are an Ashir, you're experiencing good mazel right now, so when a person is experiencing good mazel, nothing's going to happen to you. So I knew that he was more susceptible, so I took him out of the way, and I put you in not in harm's way, because it would have been harm's way for him, but not for you. Mechad b'tamuz ad shitzar bay, from Rosh Chodesh Tamuz until the 16th day of Tamuz, vaday shchichi. These shadim that are called ketav meriri are very commonly found. Mikan ve'eluch savik shchichi, savik lo shchichi. But after the 16th of Tamuz, they may or may not be around. You could find it in a certain in the shade of a certain type of weed that didn't grow in Amatol. And you could also find it in the shade of the morning and the evening that's not in Amma, and also in the and primarily it's found in the shade of the Beis Akise. There are three things that bring a person to blindness. Someone who combs his hair when his hair is totally dry. A person who drinks from wine that's dripping out of a barrel. And a person who puts on his shoes when his feet are still wet. If a person hangs bread in the airspace in a basket in his house, that's bad for poverty. Tell the mizone that if a person hangs the bread in his basket, it's going to keep the mizonos away from him. Velo amaron el rifta, that's only if it's bread. Aval bisra v'kavri, but meat or fish, lasan, but there's no concern. Orchehu, that's the normal way. You hang pieces of meat like a salami, that's perfectly fine. Pari bebesa, if you have morsan in your house, a type of dish, kashilan yusa, that's bad for poverty. Nishvara bebesa, if you have crumbs of bread, kashilan yusa, that's also bad for poverty. Belele shabasas, belele revias, shorim mazikini lavei. The mazikim will attack on Friday nights and on Wednesdays. Isra de mazone, nakid shemei. The shade that attacks mazonos, his name is nakid. Isra dan yusa, novel shemei. And the demon, the sar of the of poverty is named novel. So why we have to know these things, I guess, probably also for kameya purposes. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with the bottom of the page tomorrow.